Blog Talk Radio.
On with Stupid is on the air. IWS, exposing the stupid, 24/7 on the web, 45/2 on the radio. On with Stupid is on the air.
Madam J, take it away.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a mere few hundred miles to my west-southwest, a man who always finishes number one in the game of life, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, and welcome to all of our friends and fans, listeners and haters, and what have you, all over the world. It's kind of a rough morning, Matt.
Really? Why is that?
Yeah, I'm finding myself easily distracted this morning. Kind of a new thing for me.
Oh, I know it is.
Yeah, I was just, in fact, I even called in to the show a little later than I usually do because I was just pedaling around. I looked up and went, whoa, hey,
yeah.
Can't tell. Better get on it.
And you said to me, only 1 minute till the show starts.
Exactly. When she gave me she gave us the 1 minute mark, I was like, oh, shit, here we go. Anyway, I'll do my best to focus here for a while.
That's good.
Try to pay attention.
That's helpful. And I'll tell you what, it's hard to pay attention, and maybe you're not quite as focused because it's hot out there, Jay. It's hot.
It's extremely hot, and in fact, we had a little situation going on here in these parts.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Oh, shit. It's not over.
Okay. That'll be fine.
God, dang, that was a long one. That's what she said. Anyway, yeah, we have a weather situation brewing here. They are very concerned about our well-being, and they're warning us quite often to stay indoors, drink plenty of liquid, stay out of the sun.
Right.
It's
the sun.
Yes, yes. It's going to be brutal. Brutal, I tell you. It's going to be in the triple digits all the rest of the week.
Wow.
105 tomorrow.
Whew. That's big time. It's going to be 103 here tomorrow, Jay, but fortunately, tomorrow's my four-hour day at the beer mine. So.
Well, that worked out pretty well.
Yeah. Yeah, because my eight-hour day Friday and my 10-hour day on Saturday, it's only supposed to be 98. So.
Well, see.
I feel
there you
fortunate.
Go. Oh, yeah. Anything in double digits is, you know, no big deal, right?
No. I'll make
all
sure
right
to have my sad face on, too, my sad, hot face.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully people will tip,
yeah,
be thoughtful, considerate.
I'll make
and
sure.
And we'll look at, you know, at least one thing you've got going for you is your air conditioning unit will keep the temperature down to around 89.5 in your apartment.
Yeah, it hadn't been on for the last 2 days, and they charged it again the other day, even though that's not the problem. So. And to all our listeners out there, Dana and the guest and anyone listening on other devices or in archives, if you go to our website today at iwsradio.blogspot.com, we have got some great safety tips for you to make you make it through the heat wave.
Absolutely. Some good common sense ideas and helpful tips there.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, if we follow these tips and you're careful, we'll all get through this together.
Yes. So, you got any shout-outs today there, J-Man?
Quick shout-out to my BFF, the lovely, talented Miss Warrior Cat, who is hanging out at the DMV. Yeah, buddy.
That's a great place to be during a heat wave.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's nothing but fun to be had at the DMV.
That's right.
Sitting there talking to those thoughtful, wonderful, considerate state workers.
Mm-hmm. But the good thing is, I bet she's sitting there in shorts with her legs crossed.
I bet so. But she's doing that little, thing where they kind of kick their foot, kind of rhythmically, that bored look, and maybe letting out a sigh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I got a shout out today too.
Oh, all right.
And it's also the Warrior Cat who left. She told a hater what she thought about him and or her on her website in the sidebar.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So you can also read that at iwsradio.blogspot.com.
Damn right.
Yeah. We're not going to give them away free. You got to go there and read it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cam will be hanging, Dana will be hanging out at the DMV. I don't know which day Datterday is, but that's the day she'll be there with Cam as he takes his driver's license driving test. So that'll be an exciting day for her, whatever day Datterday is. Sorry, you can't edit your comments in chat room there.
See, I don't go there, Jay, because I make a lot of mistakes like that.
Oh, I do too, but, sometimes sometimes you just have to have fun with it,
It's all good-natured ribbing.
Of course. And everybody loves, some good-natured ribbing when it's 100 degrees outside.
Yeah, and no one more so than Dana. She's all about good-natured ribbing.
Uh-huh. Well, all right then. Let's get this thing going. Let's get it going. Let's light this candle.
All right. Let's get traveling. And I'll tell you what, with the heat, it's now summer. We got 4th of July coming up. People are traveling and stuff like that, going to exotic locations like Indiana and Oregon. And it's funny.
Iowa.
Iowa, that is another good one. A lot of these states have changed their state mottos over the years, and people don't realize that.
Well, it's part of their, marketing. You got to keep it fresh, keep it new.
Keep it real. So if you're traveling through, going to different states and stuff, it'd be nice that you know the culture and know specifically their new state mottos.
Right, and that's what we're here to help folks out with.
Yeah.
There's a few of them.
Like, a lot of people, the summer getaway destination of 2012, I heard, is Nebraska. It's a half in place.
Oh, yeah.
And they have a new state motto. It's called Nebraska, Gateway to Wyoming.
See, there you go.
There you go. You might want to know that. Make a note.
Yeah, that's excellent. And it's great that you mentioned Wyoming, because Wyoming has a new state motto. It's Wyoming, we're as tall as we are wide.
And that fits perfectly.
Kind of a square state. See?
Yes, it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you're going to go through Nebraska to Wyoming, why not go to Montana? You know, the former Big Sky state? No. Their new motto is keeping Canadians at bay since 1889.
And who doesn't appreciate that?
Exactly. Dirty Canadians.
Those crazy Canucks.
Mm-hmm.
You never know what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you know, Iowa, great Midwestern state that it is.
Yes.
Is also, of course, you know, well known for one main product. And they decided they needed to put that into their state motto. And it's now, Iowa, we're corn-tastic.
Oh, my God. That's pretty good. Then again, they could have just called themselves Made Right.
And you mentioned the very exotic state of Indiana, and it's odd that you would call it, you know, exotic, since their motto is just passing through.
And it's funny you mentioned Indiana, because I got a different report on their state motto.
Oh, really?
Yes. I heard their state motto is now, who's your daddy?
Hi-oh!
And
right.
Speaking of Indiana and the Midwest, it's not really Midwest. It's like more Mideast or whatever. West Virginia, you know, they used to be Mountaineers overall or something stupid, and they realized that, and they changed their state motto to "It's all relative."
Well, you know, there's another southern state that I decided to take advantage of one of their cultural problems also for their state motto. And that is, of course, the great state of Mississippi. Their new motto is Teen Mother's Playground.
Oh, my God. I had to take care of one of my physical problems upon that one.
And, of course, taking advantage of one of the not cultural problems, but weather-related problems that occur, Louisiana has decided to go with, we're flooded with fun.
I like that.
Yeah. That's clever of them. I like those folks from Louisiana.
Yes. You know who I like best, Jay?
Who?
Arkansans.
Really?
Yes. And as you know, being
not
one
Arkansas years though, not Arkansas years. You prefer Arkansans, right?
Arkansans, yes.
Okay.
As you know, you guys are you live in the natural state.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's kind of bland. So they've upped the ante on their motto. Now it is Arkansas, a great place to be from.
I see what you did there. Yeah,
yeah, that's kind of clever, wasn't it? And and a little hurtful, wasn't it?
A little, but I understand because, I mean, you are from Ohio, where the state motto is, we're not big on literacy.
I had a new one, too. You know, Ohio is typically known as the Buckeye State.
Mm-hmm.
But after reading an article that you sent me a couple weeks ago, we've changed it to, we are the gay Buckeye State.
Exactly.
And if you don't know
what it turns out the Buckeye is a bisexual plant.
Yeah. Hermaphroditical and everything. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
it's just a hot mess.
Some people have a problem with this.
Yeah, they do. George
Smith,
you know, of Findlay, Ohio.
Well, you know, heading out west, we all love Utah. We all know what a wonderful place that is.
Great state, great.
Yep. They decided to not only come up with a new state motto, but it's kind of mocking their natural rivals, the Methodists, a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, and I don't know if you know the motto of the Methodist Church, but Utah has decided to go with, our hearts, minds, and doors are closed. That's a direct shot at the old Methodist folks there. I know I took it personally.
Yeah, of course you did. You're very sensitive. Now, Oregon, great state, kind of laid back and all that. The Beaver State, which I personally prefer. And if you know the rivalry between Oregon and Oregon State, the big chant out there is, save a duck, eat a beaver. However,
right.
They've changed their state motto to bring it up to the times where they're all laid back. And it's called, Oregon, come for the Birkenstocks, stay for the Gorp. So, just a few travel tips for everyone out there.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, I had an idea for Oregon, and I guess apparently it was not accepted, but I thought it could just be Oregon, vegans and strip clubs everywhere.
I had one for Alaska as well, and it was rejected.
Ooh.
Yeah. Alaska, Russia's backyard.
I don't know why they would reject that.
I thought it was clever.
Yeah, yeah. That's in my oh, great. The mower is right outside my window.
I just heard it.
another rejected state motto that I liked was the state of Arizona.
Really?
They didn't care for my welcome to Looneyville. I don't know why.
I like simple. I'm a minimalist. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah. Yep. But the most difficult one was Florida, because I had two of them for Florida, and they both got rejected.
Really?
The first one, and I can kind of understand why they rejected this one. It's crazy as crazy does.
Okay.
Yeah, so I can see they took that a little personally. But the
yeah,
other one,
yeah,
which I thought really describes the state, is Florida, the plywood state.
That's very good. I like that.
Yeah, since most of their doors and windows are covered with it.
Uh-huh. I had one, too. Florida, where East Coast Jews go to die.
And then I got two more, and honestly, I kind of feel bad because they weren't particularly nice, and I know why they were rejected. One was Michigan, we're not hiring, and that kind of was a low blow.
Yeah, that is.
And then I had a special one just for the city of Baltimore, to try to help with their their tourism.
Yeah.
And it's come to Baltimore. You'll have a killer time.
That is, I think that's nice. That's fine.
I don't know what the problem is.
And I had one last one, Jay. One of our original 13 colonies, Rhode Island. Their new state motto, we're not an island, damn it. There you go.
All right, so, what a great country.
Oh, yeah. A quilt of awesomeness.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh, Jay, hold on. All right.
It's that last little bit that gets you, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's a trickster. So I'll tell you what, Jay, though, since it is summer travel season and stuff, it's always nice to pass the time on a long car trip or whatever, playing a few games.
Mm-hmm. And two of my favorite games are Would You Rather? And, of course, the all-time great American classic of Fuck, Marry, or Kill. Yeah. And I tell you, if anybody's out there listening, they'd like to call in and play some games with us, the phone lines are open.
Yeah, we would love that. And you can call the game, the Milton Bradley game line at 661-244-9852. That's 661-244-9852.
Excellent.
Yes, thank you.
All right. So, which one do you want to play?
Jay, you go, boy.
Let's go with, let's mix it up. Well, let's just mix it up here is what we'll do. We'll bounce around.
All right. I like that.
Yeah. I mean, that won't mess your OCD up at all.
No.
To just
no.
bounce around.
Not at all. Not at all. Not at all.
All right. So I'll start you off with something simple here.
All right.
Matt, would you rather wake up sore and naked next to the Burger King guy or Ronald McDonald?
Oh, my God. That's a tough one. They both have delicious sandwiches, and they're both creepy. However, I think my aversion to clowns would... I would prefer to wake up with the king.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just the clown is the deal breaker.
Yeah, exactly. It is. And staying on those lines for now, J-Man, would you rather swim in a bathtub full of snakes or shower with Jerry Sandusky?
Oh, dear God. So, in other words, die a horrifying death by snake,
mm-hmm.
or get pounded by disgusting old geezer Jerry Sandusky.
Yes.
I think this is not easy. I think that because I want to live, I would probably shower with Jerry Sandusky, given the fact that I'm an adult and can probably, defend myself.
Yeah.
You know.
Plus, you're a little long in the tooth for Jerry.
Exactly. He probably wouldn't even notice me there.
And you would bring your own soap.
Oh, definitely.
All right.
All right. So we'll jump over to the old FMK.
All right.
And I'll hit you. Here's one you're going to enjoy.
Okay.
Tamron Hall, Alex Wagoner, S.E. Cup. Fuck, marry, kill.
Oh, God. Who was the middle one?
Alex Wagoner.
Oh, okay. S.E. Cup. Oh, fuck. Tamron Hall, I would marry. So.
You'd have to kill Alex.
I'm sorry, Alex. You got great cheekbones and everything, but you're a dead woman. All right. Here you go. We'll stay with the FMK. Rachel Maddow.
Oh, man.
Natalie Portman. Michelle Malkin. Mm-hmm.
Rachel, Natalie, Michelle Malkin.
Yes.
Oh boy! Well, I can take care of one of them because I would marry Natalie Portman.
Of course you would.
Yeah, so we'll take care of that.
It
All
would
right,
be
you
a
know,
Jewish ceremony, mind you.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
I have to eliminate pork. That would be difficult. I could do it.
Ooh,
I could do it.
Yeah,
could do
that's
it.
Tough.
Okay. I would marry Natalie, and I think I would probably hate fuck the hell out of Michelle Malkin and then kill Rachel.
Okay. That was pretty good.
But that's a toss up between Rachel and Michelle, which one to kill, you know?
Yes.
I feel bad about killing Rachel, really, because she doesn't necessarily deserve to die.
No, she just needs to be put away somewhere.
All right. Well, here's another one for you.
Okay.
You need to, now consider them as adults.
Oh God. Okay.
Marcia, Jan, and Cindy.
Oh, God. Cindy's dead. I can tell you right there.
Whiny little brat.
Oh my God. It would even be an angry death. It would be a sledgehammer or something. That's tough.
Well, while you think about it, we got about a minute and a half on the live stream. If anybody wants to call in, 661-244-9852.
Exactly. And I think I'm gonna screw Jan because she was in the later episode she was hotter. I'm gonna screw Jan and marry Marcia because you know it's Marcia.
Yeah.
And that makes her a great wife because it's all about her.
Yeah, and well, you know, I think Jan probably has the self-esteem issues probably ended up on the pole.
Exactly. I'd actually rather have sex with Carol, but that's okay.
Well, see, that's another one I had there. I'll just hit you with it right now. Carol Brady, Elise Keaton, Claire Huxtable.
Ooh. I would marry Carol. I would fuck Elise. And I'd kill Claire.
Racist.
Well, not really. Well, no, I'm not.
Okay, I'm kidding.
I don't think you are. I just never liked her. I thought she was uppity. Oh, I didn't say that.
Wait, that wait, no, I didn't mean that. Hold on.
But now that you turn the tables on me, let's do. Oh, here we go. Here's a good question for you, Jay. Would you rather listen to a CD of Bill O'Reilly's commentary or a CD of Celine Dion's greatest hits?
Oh God. Man, because they could both end up causing me to just, you know, kill the whole neighborhood.
Yes.
I think I would go with Celine Dion.
Really?
A slightly less murderous rage after listening to her than I would.
See, I would go with the O'Reilly thing because at least he has comic value.
No. Well, you know, I mean, after a while, you know, I mean, at first you go, yeah, what an idiot. But then after a while, it's like, you know, I'm going to kill this asshole.
Yes. Which, when you think about it, is the same effect a Celine Dion CD would have on you.
Maybe
and
true.
Yeah, and plus she's Canadian. So.
And she's Canadian, yeah, that's right. All right. Here you go, Matt.
Okay.
Who would you rather be stuck in an elevator with?
God.
Three screaming babies.
Ugh.
or a gassy Michael Moore?
Oh, my God. Woo. That's tough. That's a good one, Jay. I think I would go with the gassy Michael Moore. I've seen too many screaming babies come through the beer mine. Oh, my God. I want a blue sucker. I want a blue sucker. Oh, God. I'll give you a blue sucker. Because that could lead to, you know, I would just be irritated with Michael Moore's gas. As gross as it would be, but I know there's freedom at some point. When we hit floor 17 or whatever, I would kill a child.
Yeah, I think you're probably right about that. Well, at least Michael Moore would probably have fun with it, you know, make a few jokes.
Yeah. And plus, I could have fun with him saying, oh, man, you are the best writer in the world. You're freaking
there you go.
Your books smell as bad as you do.
You're my favorite director.
Yes. All right. I think I got a tough one for you.
Ooh.
J-Man, would you rather see Maryland Senator Barbara Mikulski naked or Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas naked?
Oh, God. Well, you know what? This is just going to have to be Barbara Mikulski. She is one sexy broad.
Okay.
And you know what? I mean, you can never see midgets naked enough, either.
Well, God.
So, yeah, definitely going to go with Barbara on that one.
Okay. And we know that Clarence Thomas is not a midget where it counts.
Not where it counts, that's right.
All rise.
Ha, Yeah, well, let's see what else we got here. Oh, here's going to be a tough one for you.
I'm ready.
Back to the FMK world.
All right.
Here you go. FMK. Oscar Wilde, Dylan Thomas, James Joyce.
Oh, my God, you're killing me. That was really good. James Joyce, he's dead. Unreadable. Finnegan's Wake, whatever. Finish it already. Oh, my God. You turgid old man, just die.
Ulysses, tried three times, can't get through it.
Exactly. More unreadable by the moment. Oh. Okay, now that part was easy. Whew. Oh, well, I guess the other two are... Well, that is a tough one. No, Dylan Thomas, I would just have to fuck him. He's a crazy man. He's always drunk. Oscar Wilde, well, he's cute, you know. He would make a good wife. So, yeah, I would marry Oscar Wilde. Plus, I do actually love him.
True. Okay.
One of the funniest men ever.
Yes. Well, you worked that out pretty well.
Yeah, I did. It wasn't. I thought it was going to be hard, but it wasn't that hard.
Yeah. You apply a little logic to it, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Think it through, and.
And there we have it.
There you have it. It's not so hard.
Mm-hmm. Well, staying along those lines, I got one for you. Scarlett Johansson. Rosie O'Donnell. Glenn Beck.
Well, let's see here.
I just threw that one out because I want to know what the hell you're going to do with Glenn Beck.
I'm just, you know, your first reaction is you need to kill Glenn Beck.
Exactly.
And that's the first thing you think of. But then you think, well, now, hold on.
Yeah, I thought you would be deeper than that.
Yeah, you know, hold on, Glenn. You know, he brings something to society. Not, I mean, not the good to society, but anyway, I do want to congratulate. He's a great political analyst, almost as good as Dick Morris.
Oh God!
So he came out yesterday with his electoral map, and he has Obama only winning the states of Colorado and Hawaii. Mitt Romney winning 48 states, including New York and Massachusetts and
mm-hmm.
all the Northeast. Yeah. Anyway.
And by the way, a new poll came out today, and Obama is up by 9
yeah.
in Ohio.
Yeah. Now I think I'm going to kill Glenn Beck.
All right.
And I'm going to marry Rosie.
Really?
Because, well, we'll have separate bedrooms. And, you know, I mean, people do that. People get
yeah.
married and they have separate bedrooms and kind of, even live kind of separate lives or whatever. But Rosie does, well, you know, she is funny. And you can argue with her. You know, she can start telling me about her, you know, 9/11 truth or theories, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So that's kind of entertaining. And then I would fuck Scarlett Johansson big time. It'd be the greatest 30 seconds of my life.
Yes, it would.
But I don't think I could stand to be around Scarlett all the time in terms
You're
of
kidding.
Marrying her because, oh, she's, oh, Lord, I think she's high maintenance.
Well, she is Jewish.
Uh-huh. And she has that, and it really, if you ever see her when she's on, like, Leno or Letterman or something like that,
mm-hmm.
Her voice is annoying. She mm-hmm. kind of has that very annoying Jewish voice.
I've never noticed her voice, really.
So, yeah, that was a tough one, but yeah, I think that's the way it'll work out. All right, so here's the big one for you, Matt.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, now this is going to be rough.
Okay.
Okay, before there's a stipulation on this one.
Okay.
You cannot put anything like Vicks Vapor Rub or anything like that on your upper lip to control the smell situation.
All right.
So, having, you know, with that stipulation, would you rather visually inspect Lindsay Lohan's coochie for open sores and drain the pus from any you find, or pop and drain John Goodman's hemorrhoids?
Oh!
And I'm telling you, folks, I deleted the really gross one that I came up with yesterday.
That is tough. No, no. Well, no. I'll tell you what. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to drain John Goodman's hemorrhoids. Because as bad as that may smell, look, and even taste, because I bet I could even taste the smell, I would be offering a public service. Whereas, which outweighs the horror that I would go through?
Uh-huh.
Just inspecting Lindsay Lohan's hoo-ha? No. That does no one any good. There's no benefit there.
Nothing to be gained from that, is there?
No, and it'll just go back to being what it was anyway when I was done.
Yeah. All right. Well, see, personally, I think that Lindsay's probably clean. I think it probably is just a glorious place.
Oh, so, you're sick.
Catch people by surprise.
Uh-huh. Oh, God. Well, I got one last one for you, Jay.
All right.
Would you rather walk through the gates of hell or walk through my bedroom door?
Well, if Snoop is on the other side, I'll just stroll right through that bedroom door.
Well.
Well, given the condition of your air conditioner, that, you know, temperature's about the same both places.
Well, yeah, that's true.
But I don't think hell sounds like a fun place at all.
No.
And I think your bedroom is probably a lot of fun.
It used to be. And it's funny you mentioned Schmoop, because the fuck, marry, kill thing, all three of those apply to her. I don't know which order I would do them in, but... In fact, I'd probably just skip the Mary part. I'll just go with the F and K.
Well, you probably are killing her little by little, day by day.
Slowly. She wakes up every morning saying, "Life is as long as it is cruel." And we got about 2 minutes left in the show, and it was a fun show.
Yeah, kind of clever, kind of different.
Mm-hmm.
I've got so many FMKs and would you rathers, I'll just hang on to them. We could do this again someday next year or... Whatever. All right. So everybody, don't forget, we'll be back. We'll be here on Sunday at high noon.
Exactly. On a hot high noon.
Damn right. We'll be sweating away with everyone. Yeah, well, that's true. And don't forget, check us out on the web at iwsradio.blogspot.com.
And at facebook.com/IWS Radio.
And the old Tumblr, iwsradio.tumblr.com.
That's right.
And I'm JYMAN_IWS on Twitter.
Yeah, you're fancy with the underline. I am at MattManIWS.
So there we go. And thanks to everybody for listening.
Yep. And like Jay said, we'll see you Sunday.